USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The vote of For the People Act split along party lines 50-50, short of the 60 needed Tuesday to begin debate. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
By now, the rotten inner workings of this power grab have been thoroughly exposed to the light. We know that it would shatter a decades-old understanding that campaign finance law should have a bipartisan referee and turn the Federal Election Commission into a partisan majority cudgel for Democrats to wield against their political opponent.
Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer said the vote was the starting gun, not the finish line. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will decide this week whether to create a special committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Reuters, citing sources familiar with the decision, earlier on Tuesday reported that Pelosi will create the committee. China has called the United States the region's greatest creator of risks after the destroyer USS Curtis Wilbur on Tuesday conducted a routine transit through the Taiwan Strait. USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone. So download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
As Arizona is wrapping up this week the audit of the 2020 presidential election in Maricopa County, Michigan's Sheboygan County voted Tuesday to authorize a hand recount of the 2020 election. Sheboygan County Board of Commissioners voted 4-3 to authorize a letter to Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson requesting the recount. Last month, Georgia was set to do an audit. More than 145,000 Fulton County absentee ballots will be reviewed as part of the audit in the 2020 presidential election. Fresh from the summer solstice, this month's full moon rises Thursday in the afternoon. Known as the Strawberry Moon, the Strawberry Supermoon will reach peak illumination at 2:40 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday, and visibility will be optimal in the southeastern skies. It'll be happening just after sunset. As it peaks above the horizon, the supermoon will appear larger than usual and contain a golden hue. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Now that China has stopped all efforts to find the origins of COVID-19, how are we to find out what really happened so we can prevent the global pandemic again? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan suggested the best way to get China to cooperate with an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus is to isolate them from the rest of the world. Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman tells Fox News the time for soft talk on China is over and there needs to be action immediately.
We need to demand action by China, and there needs to be results if they don't act, and the results should be sanctions against Chinese health officials, against those who have gone after scientists, those that have persecuted scientists and citizen journalists that have tried to lay open exactly what happened at the Wuhan lab.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Olympic Committee is limiting attendance. Dan Naraki reports.
When the Olympic Games begin next month, there will be some fans in the stands. Organizers announced Monday that a limited number of local fans will be allowed into venues with a maximum capacity of 10,000, while foreign supporters have already been banned from the games. Officials did leave the option to bar fans again open if COVID cases rise. Japan is still dealing with a large number of infections and low numbers of vaccinations, as critics have called for the games to be canceled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.